Hi guys, welcome to Style and Soul Reformed, episode 109. I'm Christy, your host. This week, I wanted to get into the idea of becoming more to have more. I've heard it over and over again because I'm obsessive compulsively always listening to different podcasts, different motivational things. I don't know, as an entrepreneur, I know it's like being part of a club, like just having like an understanding. Like when you see an entrepreneur, when you see somebody building something or overcoming themselves, it's like a lot of personal development and growth that needs to happen because you are the business. You are the thing that's growing. You are the entity that needs to drive to make the results happen. So anyway, with that being said, I have listened over and over again to things that have told me the same types of ideas, which is in order to have more, you have to become more. And I kind of got the concept that in order to have more, you have to become more. I get it. Like, you have to have more skills. You have to be a better, bigger, and greater version of what you are to achieve more. And with that being said, it doesn't happen fast. It happens, well, for me, it didn't happen fast. Let's put it that way. It's been a process. It's been a lot of undoing. And by the undoing, I mean like letting go of my past beliefs, letting go of my insecurities, and being able to heal myself in ways that I've held on to for my entire life. Like developing my self-confidence, believing that I can learn, even if I learn slowly, believing that I can learn. And then facing the fear of not being able to learn or being stupid and overcoming that gradually, because it doesn't just happen overnight. You know, when you feel a certain way as a child and identify yourself as that thing, it takes a lot of recognizing and realizing and kind of conditioning myself out of the idea that it's so hard for me to learn, that it's so hard for me to absorb information and then to go at something over and over and over again, maybe 20 times just to learn it, that all is a process, that all takes time and it doesn't happen fast. So it's been facing those types of things, facing my fears around money and losing money and taking risks and not having those risks work out. And then having to ask for help, having to lean on people. It's all been a process. It's been like a very intense, like life and growth and self-development process. I've said it 100 times to my friends that this has been like literally the most eye-opening and really some of the biggest growth in terms of like self-development that I've ever had in my entire life. Because it's been very condensed. It's been very like focused, I guess. I've been like looking at myself and analyzing myself and taking myself through the ringer like literally every single day. I don't have one single day that I don't go through some level of work on myself. So through the process just of going through all of this, I've realized that there's so much that needs to be done just actually as an adult, right? There's so much that needs to be undone in order to start from scratch. You kind of have to forget maybe a lot of the things that you had learned as a kid and just growing up. And you get the opportunity to redesign your mindset, to redesign how you want to live, to redesign how you want to feel in life. I would have all these little like things that would crop up in my brain and in my thought process, throughout the course of a day. And it just felt familiar and it didn't feel right. It didn't feel like the way I wanted to lead my life. I would get like very irritated and triggered by like things that, you know, I felt like meant something to me, but really it was so insignificant and I needed to retrain my brain out of feeling annoyed by things. Because I think that you go through life and you walk through life wearing this lens of whatever it is that you've grown up with or whatever it is that you've habitually trained yourself into. And there are ways of getting out of that because it doesn't serve you. It doesn't help. Maybe it's just neutral, but why be neutral when you can figure out a way of feeling happy and propelling yourself and growing yourself? You know, I feel like I spent a lot of years just being neutral or running on autopilot without thinking a lot of anything other than what do I need to do to get through a day? What do I need to do today in order to, you know, complete my tasks? And I never really thought about anything outside of that small box when really I want more out of life. I want to juice the hell out of my life. Like, our lives are so fragile and so limited, the time that we have, that I just want to maximize it. Like, it doesn't make sense for me to compromise on my life anymore. I feel like so many people live in this compromised way where they feel like, oh, this is fine enough. Or, I don't feel like I can achieve this, this, and this. It's not even an option. When really, if we can think it, if other people have achieved it, it is an option for us, but we just need to be open to it. So anyway, just in terms of back to being more, to have more, it's been a lot of this, what I said, undoing to redesign the person that I need to be in order to have all of the things that I want to have in terms of my business, in terms of my family fun, in terms of my vacation time that I get to spend with my loved ones, in terms of my quality of life. I feel like I have a beautiful quality of life, but I want more. I want to have financial freedom. I want to move through the world freely, and I want to always be improving upon myself. I don't want to have to worry about money, and I want to be surrounded by people who are really creative and inspirational to me, that grow me and that I can in turn grow and contribute to as well. These are all the things that literally make my mouth tingle. I feel like when I get excited about something, I feel it on a cellular level. I feel it in my face. I feel it in my cheeks, in my brain. Like, it just all kind of, it's just like a really happy, exhilarated feeling. Those are the things that I will have in 2022. As I speak it, I believe I'm manifesting it as well. So anyway, I wish you guys the best day, the best week, and I will talk to you guys next week.